How we doing? Good week of preparation going so far. I still got a lot of work to get done here through the rest of the weekend. We're excited about being back home in front of our fans, especially enthusiasm and the noise and just the cheering stuff that affected us the last time we were at home. So we're excited to be back home. We're playing another tough opponent in the New York Jets offensively. Got a lot of weapons, great quarterback, and we'll have our work cut out for us. Questions?
George, the defense has been playing really well, especially the final three quarters of the game, but maybe starts out a little slow. Carolina had success early. What do you think kind of accounts for that?
Well, I think we approach each game the same way. Every intention is to go out and start fast. And, you know, in the first 15, a lot of times you're adjusting to some of the things that you see. But that's one of our emphases is to start fast and finish strong. So we're aware that we've got to start off fast and not let them get a lead, but to finish strong, be able to adjust to it, and be able to finish strong. So really just concentrating and focusing on the job at hand, the task at hand, being able to adjust to what, you know, teams are giving us. And you know, from week to week, that's going to be different as far as matchups.
Offenses maybe have an advantage early on in games because they usually have, like, the 15 scripted plays that they know they're going to start with?
I mean, that's a common practice within the NFL. I don't know if it's an advantage or not an advantage. I know they kind of know exactly what they're going to go out to do as far as execute. But for us, all we can do is concentrate and focus on one play at a time, handle the situation. We always talk about situational football, and that's one of the situations that we've got to focus in, be ready to adjust, do a great job of communication, and do a good job with the fundamentals of tackle.
George, you've had a lot of these guys here now for 2 or 3 years that you've been here. What does that continuity do for a defense just when you can build on what you did last year, 2 or 3 years ago, whatever?
I think it does help us a lot. I think guys are comfortable with the thought process of what we're expecting from week to week, from, you know, preparation-wise. Execution-wise, I know they're not thinking as much about alignment, assignment, those types of deals. And from a technique and fundamental part, I think a lot of the guys have been through it enough to know, you know, this is how we want it done. And when it's not getting done that way, what we need to do to make sure we get it corrected. So my hat goes off. I think a lot of credit goes to them because they kind of, you know, make sure that they're doing what it is we're trying to get accomplished and understand, you know, all the variables involved of getting done what we need to get done.
To get that and build that kind of continuity in the NFL when you have so much player movement.
Well, I think every team's a little bit different. I really like the guys in this room because they take it personal upon themselves to make sure, you know, that they're going out and executing the way we know we're capable of playing. Like, every week is different. Every Sunday's different. You know, whether you start fast or you got things you got to adjust to. So, you know, coming in from week to week, the biggest thing is I think they understand that, hey, we're going to get in this game. We're going to give it our best. We're going to play the right fundamental. And we're just going to keep playing. And, I mean, that's their attitude. That's what they've shown so far is that, you know, they're coming to work. And no matter what happens, they're just going to keep working. And that's our hats go off to them with the effort they're playing with and just the concentration, the detail that they've been doing from week to week.
Coach, with the Giants receiving core this year looking a lot different than the team that we faced last year, how much more important is the secondary emphasis coming into Monday night?
I mean, it's critical, but, you know, we always talk to our defense about, you know, good pass rush and good coverage go together. But we've definitely, with these three receivers, we've got to be disciplined as far as our leverage. We've got to be disciplined with our footwork, the technique, and the fundamental from call to call of what we're trying to get executed. That's been a point of emphasis. I think they realize that and realize what we've got to go out to do to be able to, you know, to be able to handle the things that we need to do as far as matchups on these receivers. They're an excellent core. I mean, all three guys have big play capabilities, and we've got to focus and concentrate on the things that we need to get accomplished within the situations of the game.
What have been the keys so far to limiting big plays, limiting long games?
I think it goes back to a group effort, you know, whether it's been in a run game, being able to tackle, in a passing game, being able to keep leverage on routes, being able to rush and affect the quarterback. So I think it's been a combination of all those things, and guys just paying attention to the details of those things to realize everybody's accountable to each other to get the job done.
In that long game that was called back against Carolina, the one long game that was called against this year, was there a somebody see that penalty and maybe let up a little bit?
I have no idea. I'm just glad they called the penalty and it came back. To be honest with you, I'm thinking of, I know which play you're talking about now, but nah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know that for sure. I just know, you know, we weren't in a very good leverage standpoint as far as tackling in the open field, And that's one thing we've got to make sure we're in good shape on in the future.
For your blitz packages, how much more diverse are you guys now than you were maybe 2 or 3 years ago?
I think, you know, it's sort of been a steady increase from year to year. I think, you know, knowing our personnel better, the players that we've added, trying to use their skill sets within the different packages. So I think it's a culmination of all those things coming together where we're just trying to get guys in the right position and be able to use the skill sets that they got between the different packages that we use.
How's Xavier been looking in practice coming off the knee injury?
Xavier's done a good job. He's been working good all week, so we're excited to have him back. And the last week, you know, was his first week coming back, and, he's been progressing well this week, so we're excited where he's at right now and look forward to keep progressing through the rest of the week.
Being out, Trey got a lot of reps. How nice is it to kind of have those three guys playing on the outside that you guys have confidence in?
Well, the one thing we've always said, guys are working hard and deserve playing time, they're going to play. We have different packages. We have different things where we try to utilize their skill sets, the matchups from week to week. So that's a thing I think that they all understand, and they're all, you know, not caught up into, you know, selfish motives. They're caught, you know, they're concentrating and focusing. And when the opportunity comes, you go out and get your job done.
For at least this week, maybe the remainder of the season, the plan seems to be continue with maybe that shuffling that you had going on against Carolina?
Again, it's going to be week to week, how we see things are going through the week, how we practice during the course of the week, how the matchups are from week to week. So, you know, like I said, guys that deserve to play, we're going to find a way to get them on the football field.
Last couple for George.
Danielle Hunter has been pretty good through three games.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, you can see, you know, all the hard work that he put in this offseason, you can see it, you know, transferring to the games on Sunday, and he seems to be getting better from week to week, understanding, you know, the different things in a pass rush game, understanding the different things as far as the run. So we're excited where he's at right now and look forward to him continuing the progress.
Was that a guy when you draft him that you kind of look at and say, he's still a little bit raw, but you see some things that fit into the system particularly well?
Yeah, I think, you know, Rick and his staff did a great job of identifying his skill set. And I think we've been able to increase his toolbox. I think Coach Patterson's done an excellent job as far as his pass rush and his toolbox, getting him acclimated to what he's going to see from week to week and what we need him to do schematically to go out and execute. And a credit to him for the hard work that he's put in to understand that and to work as hard as he has, you know, with his hands, to work as hard as he has coming off the ball. Just a lot of different things that I think he's learned since he's been in this league. And that's a good room to be in because you got a lot of guys that are hard workers that, you know, set an example right there. And you go into that room, you got hardworking guys that are going to work at their craft to get better from week to week and not be selfish at what we're trying to get accomplished. So I think it's a culmination of all those things. That's it. All right, thanks.